Thank you. Thank you. I didn't know. Go right along with what y'all been teaching. All right. So that's what I want you to do and share with you is if you write the vision, you make it plain, right? Then what did the word? Let's go back to it. Let's go back. And the Lord said unto me, answered it me and said, excuse me, write the vision and make it plain on tablets. But see, you got to write it on something. Get your paper out and write it down like y'all been doing. If you haven't, I want to encourage you to do so. That he may run who reads it. Well, that means you. You need to go back and revisit it, read it, so you can keep going. Have I been doing this? No, let me get going. Let me put some pep in my step. Let me get some action to it. If I have been, let me keep going. Let me go farther. For the vision is yet for appointed time. See, it's set up for you to get it. But the verse before that he may run who reads it. Who may run is moving, is going, right? You get it? You see it? But at the end, it will speak, or it will produce and not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it. Though it may take a while, go ahead and wait. Keep going. Keep pushing. Because it will, what? It might come. No, it said it'll surely come. It will not tarry. It will not, from the Amplified, it will not be behindhand on its appointed day. There's an appointed day for it, but you got to get you determine that day, really. The appointed day, because God already set it up for you. You're going to have to determine when you reach that goal. You're going to have to determine how much work it's going to take for you to reach that goal. Then when you get to going, then he already set it up for you to get it. And then guess what? He's going to help you get there. God is just that good. Set the goal to give it to you. And I only say, all right, now go get it. No, come on. Come on. Come on with me. I got the goal up here. Come on. He's going to take and show you how to get it. Hallelujah. Now, how many since I said right out, how many have actually wrote your stuff down? Y'all been talking about on Wednesday. I want to see how many actually wrote it down. Got your big board. There's a lot of hands ain't up yet. So you got work to do. Well, good. Well, good. That's what the Lord, I'm glad the Lord gave me this then. Hallelujah. Do you want to go to the next level? I mean, we say God is good, and yes, I want this and I want that. Do you really? Do you really want to move forward? Do you want the better things of God? Do you want to stay where you are? I hear you saying that. Do you really? I'm going to tell you this. And I've been struggling for a long time, so to speak, in certain areas. Hadn't had, but just enough. But God had never let me fall off. He had never let me go without. But I knew, I've had a witness since even before I got married, that the greater is coming, Kenny. It's time for the greater. And so I'm like, yes, it's coming then. 3 years passed by and it's still. I'm like, okay, what was that witness? So it come up again. The greater is coming. The greater is coming. More time passed by. Okay, what was that witness? What did he just say? Though it tarry, wait for it. Though it tarry, what? Wait for it. That means stay busy. So I couldn't let go of. So that means don't let it go. Marvin's wordsman spoke to me. You will do this and this. Okay. Where is it? But that doesn't mean you get discouraged. See, if you have your vision board, like she was saying, you can go back and encourage yourself. And here's one thing that you need to do with your vision board. Where's your scripture to back up what you wrote down? No, excuse me. Where are your two or three scriptures to write down, to back up what you wrote down? Out of mouth of two or what? Three. Where are your scriptures to back up what you want? I have that on my phone. I got a long list of things that I, scriptures that I read that apply to me. Apply for the house I desire, things about my son, things about me, things about this church, in other areas. I have to read them. I get back to where I read them more often. I read them, but not as often as I should. So that's on my list that I wrote. I started my list last night. Make sure I read that list every day. Matter of fact, I'm going to take that list off my phone and put it on my board. So I just want to encourage you, if you have no vision, ain't no need to complain. Ain't no going, why? I just told you why. Part of the reason. We got to follow what? We got to do what we told, right? If you're a member here, you chose it, right? Did you choose to be here? Then we got to do what we told, right? I ain't getting many rights out of this. you gotta forget this I'm grown stuff, man. You gotta forget about that. We know you grown. We can see you grown. We can see that. Do you really think, come on now, listen to this. Do you really think pastor's gonna come over here and just run over you? Because he's a pastor. Do you really think that? Then what's the problem? In within yourself. Now, this is not me fussing. I want to get the mind moving. Get the spirit going. I really ain't doing that, and I really ain't. What could I be doing? I did that because I said, Lord, because I stay so far away, there's a lot of things that I would help with, but I can't help with because I stay 2.5 hours away. What can I do? And it wasn't 2 or 3 days later. Kenny, here, why don't you go ahead and read this book? I'm going to be out of town. So I read for a couple of days, and I tried to give it back. He said, no, you just keep on reading. He said, no, you just keep. I said, oh, well, I thought about it. I did ask. I did. I said, that's what I could be doing 2.5 hours away and connect with all those that get on the line. See that? Now, what are you going to do? What if Jamel ain't on that camera one Sunday? Or Jaleel and Janala don't get on back there on the computer? Who said you had to like it? I enjoy what I do. Who said you had to like it? It's better if you like it. Yeah. Who said you had to? I'm doing it because why? I'm submitting. I have a revelation, get me, of what's needed. So I'm going to step in and I'm going to do something. And I just want to encourage you today. What time is it? Because I'm finna, one less than a minute. I won't be up here long. I just want to encourage you today. If you wrote it down, good. Keep visiting. Keep going back over. Keep moving forward. Make sure you're making something happen. Last little part of this. As you do this, you will see things begin to take place. You'll have better results if you track your progress. Number one, it will take time. It's one point I wrote down. Number two, if you're waiting on God, then it's usually not going to get done. And then number three, writing things down is effective, no matter how trivial it may seem, if you have no vision. Just think about it. How long have I been stuck right here and I really want to move on? Anybody like that? I really been stuck here. I haven't really grown. I want to, but I really haven't. This is one thing that you can do. Get it wrote down. Begin to visit it. It's just putting it in action. Said faith worketh by love, right? Just shall live by faith. And faith is a act. Love is a act. So if you can encourage yourself enough by looking at this board that you've written down and these goals, man, things will take off. Because we got people over here taking care out, doing this part. We got people over here. Then we can start, because when we start talking to people, people start coming. Yep, they will. I said, man, just come on. Look, man, I'll just buy you lunch today. Just come on visit. What's wrong with that? You spend that on break, right? Many of us, we spend that amount on break during the week. Come on, I'll just buy you lunch. Come on, visit us. I want to encourage you to get a vision, get a revelation, one, of what God wants for you. Get connected, you and God get on the same page for you. And then get a revelation of what Bishop has, God has given Bishop. Get on the same page with him. If you don't know what it is, get with him and ask him. If you don't have anything written down, Bishop, I encourage you to do so, if you have it. So people will know. Like I said, if we don't know, we can't join in. I just want to encourage you today. Come on, Bishop. I want to encourage you, if you have no vision, get one. If you don't have a revelation of what God has for you and what God's going to do and wants to do, you can't get it accomplished. You'll be walking on that treadmill talking about, I'm going, ain't going nowhere. Hallelujah. Bless God. I hope I helped somebody today. I hope I encouraged someone today.